what if faith and courage of Old Testament heroes could spark boldness and hope in you today? Would you carry that legacy into your own workplace and relationships? Who in your life needs to see your faith in action? And how will your faith today become the encouragement that helps someone else stand strong? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, as you prepare your heart for your public square ministry today, as you go into that workplace, and as you are salt and light around you, I want to encourage you to share, subscribe, like, to comment. If you haven't become a financial partner, it really does help us out. So if you could jump in there and donate to us monthly, that would be great. We are in a series called The Gospel, and it's a powerful series. I would encourage you to go back and listen to other parts. And we are studying Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it, the gospel, righteousness, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous man shall live by faith. So you see that? The righteousness of God is revealed. So we see the righteousness of God revealed from one faith to the next faith, to the next faith, to the next faith. And so we're going to look at that today. So the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. By the righteous man shall live by faith. So let's talk about from faith to faith. We're going to read an extended period portion of scripture. And I probably won't do a ton of commentary, but because it is 40 verses, but I hope it will encourage you about from faith to faith to faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Go back and study that. For by it, by faith, the men of old gained approval. So how do we learn to go from faith to faith? We study the Old Testament, and we see that faith was the beginning with Cain and Abel. Abraham was faith. We see all these areas of faith that grow there. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Okay, so the things that we see were not made by things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. From faith to faith, Cain and Abel. If you don't know the story of Cain and Abel, go back and study it. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. So Enoch, another faith to faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Do you believe that today in your public square, wherever you're headed, that God is and that he rewards you for seeking him? By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, Abraham lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, or she was old, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith without receiving promises, But having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they had went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he was prepared a city for them. Now look at this. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offered up by his only begotten son. Offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered, Abraham considered, that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. Remember, death, burial, resurrection, appearance. Abraham believed the gospel message. By faith, Isaac believed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking forward to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he was who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the harlot, did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, of Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, ordained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from the weaknesses were made strong, because mighty in war put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that there might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. That is the faith chapter in the Bible. I know it's an extended period of reading, a portion of reading. I would encourage you to go back and look at it. But here's what I want you to walk with. Today, your faith in Jesus is going to encourage someone else's faith today, just like those encouraged you today. Today, you're encouraged to be encouraged by other people's faith. So you are going to listen to other people's faith and be encouraged. And today, you are pumped up by the Old Testament heroes of faith. Well, like we like to say around there, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all that you want to do today. Let our faith go from faith to faith to faith as we truly trust in you, as we trust in the things that you want to do today. God, you are a gracious God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.